This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The Biden administration is escalating its warnings about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, saying it could take place at any time. And the Pentagon is sending another 3,000 troops to Eastern Europe to reassure allies, underscoring the sense of urgency. Americans in Ukraine are being told to leave within the next 48 hours. The White House said late Friday that it does not know if Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a decision to invade, but he has assembled all the elements to do so, and quickly. Many analysts believe that Putin was unlikely to act until after the Winter Olympics in China's end on February 20th, but the U.S. is no longer saying that. The U.S. says that it will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands, laying out in unusually blunt terms a plan to increase its influence in the South Pacific nation before China becomes strongly embedded. The reasoning was explained in a U.S. State Department notification to Congress that was obtained by the Associated Press. It comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, it was in Fiji Saturday, midway through a Pacific tour that began in Australia and then finishes up in Hawaii. The U.S. State Department said Solomon Islanders cherish their history with Americans on the battlefields of World War II, but that the U.S. was in danger of losing its preferential ties as China aggressively seeks to engage elite politicians and business people in the islands. The move comes after rioting rocked the nation of 700,000 in November. The riot